Yudalet Adar, 1st of March, Purim, Rabbi Shimshon Zilkin, choosing Simcha.
As our Kiddush Hashem, middle of a Purim, extra traffic thanks to the snow. People come out to learn, gewaltig. Baruch Hashem. Let's start with the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvot. Keitzad Choivas Seuda Zu. How is one to fulfill their obligation of Sudas Purim? The Mishteh that many of us, all of us, hopefully, will be shortly partaking in, and that some of us have probably have started already. Extra Suda, some people already had a Suda last night. I was actually at a Bar Mitzvah Suda last night. That's a first. Not my own. The grey hairs should tell you that. My daughter recently turned 18, so do the math, as the Americans would say. However, those who have not necessarily been married with Suda starting last night, perhaps earlier on today, but hopefully we'll be getting cracking with it shortly after this little speech, because the halacha says, and a lot of people do not know this, that Roiv Suda has to be eaten by Oida Yom Godel, or rather while it's still day, so you've got to start by Oida Yom Godel. Some people sort of get a bit of hors d'oeuvres in before Shkia, just about, and then the drinking starts, and by the time you actually get around to eating, it's already long gone. Yeah. It's Santa Shaila, so whether one can even say Al Hanisim if one is benching after Nacht. Yes, there's machlokes in Poskim, but he can say Al Hanisim, it's already after Nacht. The Ramah tells us that we paskin like those shittes that we do say Al Hanisim even after Nacht, but it's not so poshut if you didn't eat your Roif Suda before Nacht, because then what are you benching? You're benching some regular benching. So it's very important to get the Suda done, and most of it, the main course in, before whatever time Shkia is today. I didn't check it up. Does anybody know? I was going to say about 5:30. So 5:36, you have to be done and dusted with regards to your Suda. You can carry on doing whatever you like after that, because Gesundheit. No one's saying you have to go to bed at 5:37. But to be yotze the mitzvah of Suda Spurin, Roiv Suda has to be done by day. Anyway, Kapon, it's nice that we've got some musical accompaniment to this year. I don't think that's ever happened before. Not at least when I've been here. But the Rambam says, how should one fulfill the Chiyuv Suda? Sheyoichal Bosa. Word to the vegans out there and the vegetarians. Sheyoichal Bosa would have Essen Fleisch. Obviously, if you're allergic, that's a whole different Shaila. But it's quite poshut that a proper Suda cannot be a tuna sandwich, even if you manage to stick a pickle in there. You gotta have Bosar. V'yisakin Su'udo No Kefiya Shetim Tzuyodoy. A person has to prepare a Su'udo, a beautiful Suda, as much as his means allow him. It's gotta be a proper, beautiful Suda. V'shoyse Yayin Ashe Yishtake. I've already had too much myself. V'shoyse Yayin Ashe Yishtake. Ashe Yishtake. Maybe that's a Freudian slip.
Yeah.
But one should drink wine until they are shikha. How shikha? V'yirdam v'shikhru. So makes them go to sleep. As the Rambam says, that one should fall asleep as a result of the wine that they have had to drink. And then, if you're sleeping, you don't know the difference. And the Rambam brings it down like this as well. And you don't know the difference between Or Homer and Baruch Malcha, which somebody very clever once worked out. It's actually the same gematria. So if in your sleep, you're not going to be able to work that gematria out. But it doesn't mean to get stoned. Or as my American friends Amir Yeshuvi used to call it, plastered. Right? In fact, most poskim say that one should not get drunk at all. Most poskim, even the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to paskin that you should, right, quotes himself the famous Rabbeinu Ephraim, he himself calls Rabbeinu Ephraim in the Beis Yosef, who is quoted by the Ran and other Rishonim, they say, Chas v'shalom, what a terrible Avera it is for a person to get Shikha. Especially if that means that they are going to neglect their duties with regard to Brichas HaMozer and the Kriya Shema and these things. I was at a Suda, I don't want to say when, but the fellow who davened Maariv Aharon in the middle of the Suda, we got up to daven Maariv, and the fellow who was at the Omid, he started, I think, davening, I think it was Musa, I think the first of all, davened Chazoros HaShatz. Second of all, I think it was Musaf of Yom Kippur's Chazoros HaShatz, right? And he was completely stoned, right? And I'm sorry, but in Halucha state, if a person can't hold his drink, then there's passages, Toignish Ramah, passages like that. Seems to be that there's a Shitta Yechidah out there, which everybody's suddenly very machmir about on Purim, but it's not so posh as well, and if it leads to Ben Odna Chaveroi, Oiva Avoy, yeah, Gate Ramah, passages, if you damage somebody in your Shichrus on Purim, you don't have to pay, but you know, consult with your local halachic orthodox authority with regard to that. But it means shikha means to a certain extent not to overdo it. Everyone should know themselves. I've been in the presence of great people who have got shikha on Purim, but as many of us I'm sure have. And what happens? Nichnas yayin, yotzasod. Yayin and soid is the same gematria. Was is the soid? Was kommt da raus von der Ishtadik, von der Odin Godel? Teire, teire, teire. Jain ist doch teure. Hebe Janil beis Hayain, Shlema HaMelech, Alam Bedroshim Zogen, beis Hayain is a beis HaMedrash, Jain is 70, Soid is 70, 70 Shibim Ponim La Teure, 70 is the number of the Sanhedrin, Ki Yedua. So if you're that kind of person, you can get Shikha all day long. So when the Rambam says, Ishtake, V'yirdam, fall asleep, Dosi Genuk, and that's enough. Sure, I'll come upon him. He continues and says, "V'chein chayv adam lishloach shtei monos shel basar." A person also has an obligation to send two portions of meat. I heard today, b'shem dayan duna, that that can even be a wing and a polka. Yeah, even a wing and a polka. And miyotz mishloach monos medem. Oy shnei mine tavshil, or two types of dish. Oy shnei mine oichlin, or two types of foods, lachaveroi, to your friend Shinema, like it says in the Pasuk, Mishloach Monos Ishleri Ehu. When I was learning this morning, it struck me, I don't know why, for the first time, why does it say Mishloach Monos Ishleri Ehu, Umatonis Lev Yoinim, in the second place? In the first place, it only says Mishloach Monos Ishleri Ehu, Umatonis Lev Yoinim. Nuch Ebdudi, Hossa Gute Teretz? Ebdudi's got three terutzim. When I'm done, you can come up here and tell everybody. It's a good, it just struck me this morning for the first time. Because you've got to remember to finish the Pasuk Matan Zev Yoinu. I thought, we didn't do that the last time. I don't know. Shouldn't be learning for years. It's never struck me why it says Matan Zev Yoinu only once. It says Mishloach Monos twice. But if anything, you should say Matan Zev Yoinu twice, because that you have to give to two Matanas to two people. Whereas Mishloach Monos, you only have to give two Matanas to one person. So there's a good kasha. The Shaila is a good one. The Ptuj has got a good Teretz. Nochdem steht b'chala marbe d'shloach l'reim b'shubach for a nice vim eloi machnif im chaver. If you can't, if he doesn't have. And that is just a shocking, you just stop for a thing. If he doesn't have an orange and an apple in the house, he'll mamish garnished. Ain't no, he's got nothing to send to his friend. There was a time when people had nothing in the house. Garnish mitnished. So what should a person in such a desperate situation do? Lo yaleinu chas v'shalom. What he should do is zeshaleach lezesu udosoi, vezeshaleach lezesu udosoi. They should exchange each other's suddas, right? And you can do this in the same suddas, sitting across the table from someone, right? On the count of three, azoi, yotzi given. You can even then give it back, right? Because the maaseh shein halacha, if you send someone shlach monos and they refuse to take it, right? Have you been yotze? Have you been yotze shein halacha? You've been yotze. If they don't want to take it, that's their problem. I'm not sure what kind of re'ehu that is. Somebody says, shlach monos? No thanks. You know, that's very strange. I've had people turn down my tzedakah. I've heard that. You get some tzedakah, not enough. I've seen that. Shlach monos achol chemenish kazen. I've never seen anyone saying, nah, not really my fancy. I've never seen that. Aber, lemaisa, zeh shalech lezeh sudosu, zeh shalech lezeh sudosu, kedei lekayim, shlach monos ishreihu. Vozem from the Rambam, and I didn't even want to talk about Shichrus at all. I wanted to bring out the point that many of the Svarim say, which is that it's mavur from the Rambam, that Shlachmonos is a chelik of Sudas Purim. In the next halacha, in halacha tezayin, I hate domin matonis levyoinim. But in the middle of the halacha discussing Sudas Purim, zog there that you should send also matonis, monos, to your friends on Purim. So Shlachmonos is a chelik of the mitzvah of Sudas. Eh? Interesting. And that's taka why the end he says, if you haven't got, then you should exchange each other's Suda. It's all about the Suda. Why is that? Why do we all know that there are 4 mitzvahs on Purim, right? There are more mitzvahs on the day of Purim than any other day of the year, so it's just out. And they all begin with a mem, right? And Mishloach Mamas seems to be, according to the Rambam, is actually a chelik of one of the other mitzvahs, a chelik of the mitzvah of Mishteh. Does it emulate? The second question I've got is actually even more fundamental. Was hot Mishloach Mamas to talk with Purim? What's it got to do with Purim? Now, Tana said, in other words, Mishloach Mamas is a mitzvah that is unique to Purim. Matanis of Yonim is a whole year round. Tzedakah is a mitzvah that comes to Yom. Mishneh, every Yom Tov there's a Chiyuv of Mishneh. Megillah, there's other Yomim Tovim Leh, Megillah, Shashim, Ke'elas, Rus, and other Rabbis. Some people even make a bracha. Shekh Shvam Sos Mitzvonach, like Yedah Sach Pletzer, when they make a bracha, even when they learn Rus, when they... Right? So Megillah is not entirely unique to Purim. Oh, Mishloach Mamas, you've got to send your friend something to eat. Right? That doesn't have to be like a schnitzel. You got to say, what's Pshat? What's Taka? No, I've other steht in Megillah, Mishloach Mamas is raised. It's steht zweimal, I've schon gesehen. But the Shad is for us. What's on Mishloach Mamas? The Tome, the Etzim, you saw it in Purim. Is that so? Ich will noch Poshet heit übersorgen am Maharal. What time is the Mot Chatzadik coming?
Don't worry about
it. You carry on. You say you can't. You're right. It's here. The end of Parshas Bishalach, where the Melchama with Amalek is recorded. The Loshon of the Pasuk is Vayom Hashem Moshe Ksev Zosi Korim Basefer V'Simbos Ne Yehoshua Ki Mochoi Em Chazecha Amalek Mitachas Hashomayim. I'm going to wipe out Amalek. Vayiven Moshe Mizbeach V'Ikur Shmoy Hashem Nisi. And then comes the Pasuk that has 5 words in a row that are comprised of only 2 letters. Vayomer ki yod al kes ko. Melchoma la Hashem ba'amolik midor dor. A very cryptic posuk. Very unusual to say a posuk that is. Ki yod al kes ko. Taich. What's taich? That the hand of Amalek is against the throne, the kiseh ha'kovet of the Ribbono shel Olam. Melchoma la Hashem ba'amolik midor dor. Melchoma v'hakodesh baruch against Amalek is a multi-generational war battle. It's not just a one-time event that happened at the end of Parshas Bishalach in the Midbar, but it is a melchoma until the end of time. Zot Rashi of an art quoting from the Tanchuma, the famous Tanchuma. Umahu keis v'lo ne'emar kisei. Why is the aleph missing from the word keis? Ki yod al keis ko. The word for a throne is kisei. Kisei ha'kovet. V'avoshtei keis. Ba'af Hashem nechlak nechetzioi. And why taka also is the name of Hashem divided in two? Why does it say ki yod al keis ko? Yud ke. What happened to the vav he? What happened to the second part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name? Zog to Tanchuma. Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'ein shemoi sholim. Ve'ein kisoi sholim. Ad she'yemoche shmoi shel Amalek kuloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu od geshvoirin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that his name would not be complete until Amalek was utterly and entirely eradicated. And only when Amalek's name is wiped out, Yeh Hashem Sholem v'Hakiseh Sholem. Dehainu was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is a Yud and a He and a Vav and a He. Kol Zaman Amalek is in the world, Amalek splits that name in two, divides the name. He prevents the Yud and the He from attaching itself to the Vav and the He. Zum versteht die Sachen, I certainly don't. Aber was man kann sehen, your clue is that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somehow not able to be complete, not able to be unified, kol zaman Amalek is in the world. Andere sagen, das ist der Poshim Pshatten in Kaddish. Yisgadal v'yisgadah, Shmei. And then we say, Rabbo, Shmei is Shem Yud Kei. We daven that the name Yud Kei should be Godol, should be whole, should be big, should be complete, because at the moment it's not complete. At the moment it's broken in half. Also, Yehei Shmei Rabba is the same thing. Only one day, Bayoim Hahu, Yiyeh Hashem Echod, Ushmoy Echod. One day, when Mashiach comes, when Amalek falls, when Golus is over, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Ushmoy Echod, will be complete. Because man Amalek is in the world, it's not complete. Who are the ones that are charged with the mission of unifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name? Who are the ones in the world who are given this special holy mission, this holy task, to reconnect Yud-Kei with Vav-Kei, to re-establish HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in its entirety, in its unity? Who is that? Of course, that is none other than a Klal Yisrael. That's us. That's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are the ones that unite HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name together. And we do this not just once a day, we do this twice a day. And this is with Kriya Shema, the declaration of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Dafki Yisrael, Hashem, Yudke Vovke, Elokeinu, who's our God, Hashem Echod, will one be, one day will be Echod of all the Umas HaOlam. Who says this? Rashi says it. Where does he say it? On the Pasuk. Taitchen Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, is Shema, Medav Fashtein, Medav Mekabel Zayin. That Yisrael, for us now, Klal Yisrael, Hashem is Elokeinu, as unser God. But one day, Vayoyim Hahu, Yiyeh, Hashem Echod, Ushmo Echod. One day his name will be one of the whole world. That's Hashem Echod. And this is what we refer to, Tak in Amusuf, on Shabbos, and on Yom Tov. Mimkoimoi, Hu Yifen Berachamim, Vyochoin Am, Hamiyachadim Shemoi. We daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu should commiserate with the nation that Hamiyachadim Shemoi, that unite his name, that put it together. How often? Erev Avoike V'chol Yoim Tomid Ba'amayim Ba'avo Shema Oimrim. What does everybody respond? Shema Yisrael. Zog the Maharal in Or Chodosh, Tiba Amaschil Mishloach Monas, Amoridika Einfall. So poshut, and it's yet so brilliant. Sagt im Schlach Monas ist schon eh am Mitzwe bin Purim Jois mit mir unter bis zum Schlach Monas ist darf der Mitzwe am Purim mit dem Feind ist an dem Teubim. Why? Ki Purim huli Yisrael bi pleshe notzach ezera amolik. The whole tach, the whole point of Purim, the purpose of Purim, the Yisoid of Purim, the essence of Purim, is Klal Yisrael's victory over the progeny of Amolik. Ki Yisrael him hefech zera shal amolik. Ki kol zeman shezera amolik ba'oilom ein shmo yechod. But the Yisrael, hey, miyachadim shemoi erev avoykeh. So what? Says the Maharal, u'mishvil zeh, for this reason. U'mipnei sheYisrael am echod, ro'ui sheyie bohem chibur v'reyus gemura. Seeing as Klal Yisrael are the am hamiyachadim shemoi, seeing as Klal Yisrael are the ones that are charged with the mission of unifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in this world, therefore they need to be Echod themselves. They need to be unified amongst themselves. There needs to be chibur and reus gemura. Ubozehin goyvim al homon bezarishem hefech achdus Yisrael. Moir dekereid. Because Klal Yisrael are the ones that are supposed to be miyached shmoi, and the one that is holding them back is Amalek, and Purim is doch the Yom Tov of Mechias Amalek, and Nitzochen over Amalek, then we need to be miyachdim. And in order to be miyachdim, we need to be ba'achdus. Because how can it be, says the Maharal, that we should be able to effect unity and oneness and unification in the world if we ourselves are disparate, if we ourselves are split apart, if we ourselves are living with discord and disharmony? Muzayin, that if we are together, then we can achieve Yichud Shmoy, and this is the ultimate defeat of Amalek. Memeila, Zot there, this is the whole mitzvah of Mishloach Monos. The mitzvah of Mishloach Monos is Dafke Ish L'Re'ehu, Eina Tzu D'Tzveita. And what does it do? It's Mar B'Re'us, it increases friendship, at least it's supposed to. In some instances, it does the opposite. What's the worst nightmare on Purim? You do your rounds, yeah, and you get home. And you find that you've received a shachmonus or more, yeah, that you didn't give to. I'm not going out in that traffic again. Yeah. It shouldn't be this way. The ma'isa pi halacha, one shachmonus is genug. One. Okay. Amarbe. Harizim mishubach. Because amarbe shachreim harizim mishubach on the Rambam. But not that she can become a competition. A competition. Dosmish, especially amongst the children, they need to be taught. It's fine, it's okay. Okay, one, two, three, safe, it's good enough. I spoke to an Adam Choshev Godel Ma'oid. He told me, and there's so many people who are indebted to this man. Five shlachmonos. Five. So, not that he gives, he receives. So, five. I said, and? No problem. Not bothered. What is the competition? What's going on? That's not the point. The point is to be marvareus. The point is to bring people together. If people are going to fall apart over it, the whole thing's a brochel and batal. Zog the Maharal, that through the midst of shlachmonus, where people are marvareus, we can be miyachid shmoy shalakot shboruch in the world. What a beautiful thought. The Maisa, as an akuda of this, I think this is true, even haven't seen this written down inside. It doesn't say who you're supposed to give to. It's straight Re'ehu. But the word re'ehu in the Torah doesn't mean your best friend. Re'ah is a halachic status of another Jew. Right? Throughout Shas, re'ehu means a fellow Jew. So who should that fellow Jew be? Should it be your best friend? Or should it be the person you haven't spoken to in 6 months? Lefi this, l'chaira, it's the second one. So I'll tell you what I advise my students in school. I would never be so presumptuous to tell anybody here, but I'll tell you what I tell the youngsters. I say, you get out your sheet of paper, and you write down your list of all your Shlach Malasin. Best friend one, best friend two, best friend three, best friend four. And then down at the bottom you say, what about, maybe, if there's time, if I've got some extra, if I've got spares, if I've received the Shlach Malasin I don't like, I'll think about it. And I say to him, you know what we should do? The Nahafoichu. The Nahafoichu. So it's the Iberkerim, the ganze papier. Turn it upside down. And the one at the bottom should be number one. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right? Does everyone agree with that one?
Sure.
Echant, it's true.
Difficult to read.
Sorry?
Difficult to read.
Difficult to read. especially on Purim. Or you can go to people, who never, you know, they're very alone in the world. Very alone. There's somebody in our house this morning. Shaklach, it's very hard. I just want to say it's very hard for some people. Some people, it's not poshut. And Purim is mamish a nightmare for them. Mamish a nightmare. No mishpocha, no nothing. So, once we miyachet shmoi ba'olam, we need to think the shlachmonis is our mitzvah that can achieve this. Now, how does it achieve it, the Maisa? How does it work? How does it work? Your shlachmonis, so you get a gift from someone else's voice. So the answer can be found, I think, in a Gemara in Bava Metzia. You wouldn't expect a Gemara in Bava Metzia to shed light on Purim. Gemara in Bava Metzia is Okta Zoi. Toshima. What's the case? The halach, there's a mitzvah deraisa that if you happen upon a donkey that is struggling, you need to help the donkey. Right? If it's buckling under its load, it's going to get the load off its back. Tos says perika. If the donkey's trying to go, you've got a mitzvah te'ina to help it load up. If you've got two donkeys, one needs perika, one needs te'ina, which one comes first? For shteitzach perika, obviously, because the pain of buckling under the load is greater. Uh-huh. Except in one case. Got two donkeys, one is perika, one is tina, one is offloading, one is uploading. Yes? If your friend needs download, not the donkey's your friend, the donkey belongs to a friend who needs perika, and the donkey that needs tina belongs to your enemy, you should help your enemy. Mitzvah besoine. Why? Kedei lochu vezitzroi. In order to influence his heart. Because it's going to change his heart. What's haste changes heart? The answer is that when a person helps another person, when Reuven reaches out to Shimon, when Reuven contributes to Shimon's life, even if Shimon prior to that moment was a stranger, even if he was more than a stranger, even if he was an enemy, all of a sudden, that act of chesed, that act of sharing, that act of contribution to the other, melts the ice. It melts the ice, and it engenders feeling of affection and ahava towards the recipient. All of a sudden, the person on the other side, on the receiving end, is not that enemy anymore. He's not that stranger anymore. The feelings of animosity melt away. Why? Because you've reached out to them. And this is one of the famous Yisodos of Rav Dessler Chaim. Friedlander writes about it. Right, and the truth is, it's a Chazal in Masechtes Derech Eretz Zuta state, Im chofetz ato lehidomek ba'avas chavercho heve noisei venoisim v'toivosoi. If you want to develop your avas Yisrael with another Jew, you know what you should do? You should get involved in their welfare. You should do them a favor. You should reach out to them. The logic says the opposite. Why should I reach out to you? What have you done for me lately? Fold your arms and wait to receive the toiva. Zog de tere pump paket. Avas Yisrael is not generated by receiving, it's generated by giving. It is attributed to Rav Dessler that the root of the word Ahava is Hav, which is Aramaic for giving, but I've not found it in Rav Dessler. Not in Kuntz Chesed 1, not in all 13 chapters, and not in Kuntz Chesed 2. I think Rav Chaim Frind, that says of Shem is Rav Dessler. I think that's the closest I've got. That's the closest I've got, for sure. If anybody's got a direct Makor, I'd like to find it. But the Yesoid is Zichur, what he writes about, which is that if you give to someone, you get to like them. But the biggest raya of this in the world is what? Parents and children. Parents and children, doesn't make any sense. Who loves who more? The parent loves the child 10,000 times more than the child loves the parent. Sure. No shaila, in a normal setting. Yeah. No shaila, doesn't make sense. Mathematically, economically, doesn't make any sense. This child has received 20 years of selfless giving, sleepless nights, money, protection, education, security, their works. Yeah. And what does it give back? What does the child give back? If you're lucky, a good report. If you're lucky. Right? Garnished. And who's been giving all of this? The parent. Yeah, the parent would give the shirt to that child. No shaila. A parent would die gladly for their child. I know I would. No shaila. Bus. I'm running one of the bus. What's the pshat? The pshat is that, as Rav Dessler says, as migit umigit umigit, and you're the giver, and you're the contributor, and you are the donor, then actually you come to feel a tremendous bond with the recipient. And the reason is simple. It's because that person then becomes a part of you. Your investment in that other makes that person just a large, makes you larger. They're just an extension of yourself. And listen to what he says, quoting the Ramchal in Mesilas Yesharim Perichov. Moiradik. Zog Ramchal in Mesilas Yesharim. Va'ahavto l'reyacho kamoicho, kamoicho mamish. Azoi shtei, kamoicho mamish. Kamoicho mamish. You're supposed to love your neighbor mamish as yourself? How's it possible? Zoktim Shatzis Azoi. If Vahavta L'Recha Kamoicha means love your neighbor as yourself, then the Pasuk should have said Vahavta Esreyacha Kamoicha. Poshut grammar. Vahavta Esreyacha Kamoicha. You should love your neighbor. Like it says Vahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. What is the Vahavta L'Recha Kamoicha? Thou shalt love thy neighbor to that. That thou shalt love to thy neighbor as thyself. What's the two doing there? Zot abdesa, the ahavto. You should love your neighbor. Via zoi lereyacho. By giving to your friend, by being a contributor to their life, by investing in the other. The ahavto lereyacho. And you know what happens? Komoicho, they become a part of you. They are an extension of yourself. The Torah is partially giving you advice. And you know what's going to happen? Komoicho will become a part of you. The main is Svasemes state. In honor of our resident Ger. Omitzas Mishlach Monos Nire Lohovila Avas Yisrael. Mishlach Monos speaks about Avas Yisrael because Porsche is this same Yisrael that when you give to another, that's Marbereus. And it brings a Pasuk, Shekosav Ishihudi, Ramotcha was called Ishihudi, Hoya, Mishushan Abir, Shmoy Mordecha Ben Yoye, Mishim Megish Yishudi. It's called Yehudi twice, and in Medrash state, Nishn Ishihudi, Be Ishihidi. Ishihidi. I must say, I said this vault over this week in Bells, in Stamford Hill. And they're very, very happy. Because in Hasidish it works a lot better. Ishihidi, Ishihidi. Yehidi, Yehidi works. For us, the guys who go to Ishihudi, the Ishihidi, not so good. Let me get right from here that the Havur is correct. Shekosu, Ishihidi, Amenish Ishihidi, Voses Ishihidi, it means that he was a person who's miyached, Ishihidi was miyached, Shmoish HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The Yisrael HaAbdrachu Kamoichu Kagol HaTorah, Kishodim Dovuk Benekudas Chiyus HaPnimius V'shom Kol B'nei Yisrael Echol. This is what it's all about. Asha'al, can we can understand what Mishloach Monos has to do with Purim than any other day in the year, because it's interesting. The only day in the year that we have a focus on Avos Yisrael is today is Purim. It's the only day. Avos Yisrael is the mitzvah, against your. But the Maisa, the day that gives us a focus on this mitzvah is only on Purim. We don't find it anywhere else. Yeah, Seydina, Kol Dich, Ben Yesu, Ben Yechid, Nitzrach. It's not the same. Here's Mamish Ishler, Yehud, can be your neighbor. Es Nishken Dichvin, Es Nishken Ditzrich, Edav Gornish. That's the whole thing. It's not Matonis Lev Yoinim. Mishloach Monos is not to a poor person. Mishloach Monos is to your next door neighbor. They haven't spoken to him in 6 months. That is the whole tachlis of Mishloach Monos. It's to be Marbereis. And what happens when we are Marbereis? We become Echot. And when we become Echot, we have the right to carry the flag that is called Am HaMiyachadim Shemoi. And if we can be Zoychadim HaMiyachadim Shemoi Shakodesh Baruch Hu, that is the ultimate downfall of Amalek. Am I allowed a couple more minutes?
Sure.
Yeah, a mafti, can I do a mafti of Torah here?
Sure.
Especially because we started a bit late. Our Baal Tefillah, as I said, as I slammed us in the davening, they took a few extra minutes. Yeah. Hagam was not successful. I don't know, it's Sholim Rav. Al Yisrael Amcho Tosim La'olam. We saw that. Yeah, we noticed. I just want to share a ha'ora that I think is true. And the truth, I've seen this somewhere. And I looked everywhere. I was looking I looked in Oribus Simcha, and I looked in Pachad Yitzchok, and I looked even in that what's it come around? That little booklet, the Penina Chassidus. You know the one that comes out, the colorful one?
Yeah.
You've seen it. You know what I looked at? I haven't found it yet. It's not mine, but it's so posh in this pshat. Shet impossible, Mishloach Monos Ishlari Eyus. And from here, halacha learns that you can't give Mishloach Monos to your friend, you have to send it. You have to send it. So the chatchila, you're supposed to give it to someone. Even it's a bit weird sometimes. You come through the door. Oh, shkoyach. Oh, mustn't say shkoyach. Oh, I mustn't take it from you. How am I supposed to get this? Okay, so you find a little kid. Oh, give this to this person. Tell him not to say thank you. Okay, fine. So why? Why has there got to be shlichus in mishloach monos? Tzedakah, there's no such union. Okay, matav esesi chafe af. If you want to hide yourself, it's not involved in hiding. You're standing in front of him. I can't give it to you. I can send this by a shlich. But the evidence you can get away without it. But why should there be shlichus and shlachmonos? I got to kasha. So I saw this yisoid and it's so gewaltig. The lady, one day I'll be back and hopefully I'll be able to say where it is. But the yisoid is azoy. Has it ever happened to you that you've been to a chveis, a kiddush, let's say on a Shabbos morning, and somebody comes up to you and says, "Oh, Reb Chaim, whatever your name is, I've got to speak to you. It's really important. We've got a few minutes now. Have you ever had that?" Some people are nodding, yeah? You've had that? I've got to be. Oh, see, I'm sure, whatever. I've got a few, I've got to speak to you. I get it all the time. I've got a few minutes. You know what I always say? No. No, even if it's a Shabbos Karet. Even if Shabbos Karet, I always say no. You know why? First of all, there's lots of other people I want to say hello to. My wife is waiting outside. No, right? It's not that I'm being nasty. The what is Azoi? If it was so important, let me introduce you to the modern world of telecommunications. It's called a telephone.
Right.
Pick it up and call me. Bahoraya, I say to him, I say, if you don't mind, I don't want to wed now, because now's all time to have this kind of conversation. Tibachatova, knock Shabbos, cling me on, and then Shmizen off the telephone. Yeah. Right? How many times did they call after Shabbos?
Okay.
Never.
Never.
1 in 10. Elamai, it was not so wichtig, it wasn't so important, right? What's my point? What is it I say? Bilo Morosha. Steht im Pasuk, Vayikor lekim el Bilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bumps into Bilam. He bumps into him. He happens upon him. Ah, hi Bilam, I've got a message for you. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of Parshas, Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, also wants it to say Vayikor. He also wants it to be like when Hashem talks to Moshe, it's like, oh, hello Moshe, and he bumped into Moshe. It's just a coincidence. The Moshe says, no. With Bilam it's Vayikor. With Moshe it's Vayikor mita Aleph. What's Vayikor mita Aleph? I called you up on the phone. I summoned you mit kavana, not stop. Oh hi, you bump into the supermarket. Oh, not like that. Because when you call someone, it's much more choshev.
Yes.
When you call someone, it means it's premeditated. It means you put thought into it. If you bump into someone, they've got all earth shattering things. It's not earth shattering. It's been wait. But when they call you, it's a haraya. That is important. Amalek is all mikra. Asher korcho baderech. As it says in the Megillah, Vayomach Haman, and he tells Zeresh Ishto, Eis kol asher korohu. Everything that happens to have happened is all an accident. Amalek gematria sofik. Everything is an accident. Everything is b'mikra. Nothing is organized. Everything is arbitrary. Everything is chaotic. It's random. Kumtzugei Purim. It says no random. It's not random. Things don't just bump into each other in the night. Ultimate Achezhman is a method to the madness. If it's just Nesinas Monos, then it could be, oh, hello Chaim, here I've got Shachmonos for you. Or the Obis is Mishloach Monos. If I've sent it via Shliach, Dos Naraya, that I'm not just bumping into your son and I'm remembering you. It means I'm thinking about you from a distance. Meirochoik, I'm thinking about you. And that means that it's premeditated, it means it's mitachezhman, it's mit kavona. And seeing as we're trying to be Marbe Reyes and Purim, then the way to do the Mishloach Manos is not just I'm giving a gift, but it's Shlichas Manos, because then it's not a Vayikar, it becomes a Vayikro. That through the Achdus, as it's in general, the Mitzvahs of Purim, I'm attacking Zoichen Zayin to be Am Ham Yachadim Shavoy Shakesh Boch Shavrach Manos.
Yes.